Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Southwest Louisiana Economic Intel Podcast. I am Dan Groff, Director of the Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University, Associate Professor of Economics at McNeese, and economist with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. So we've spoken to all the parishes in our region are moving back to industry and other facets important to the Southwest Louisiana economy. And today we are joined by Heath Allen. He is the executive director of the Lake Charles Regional Airport. And Heath has been the executive director of the airport since 2008. He's a lifelong resident of Southwest Louisiana. He's graduated from McNeese University with a bachelor's degree with a double major in business management and in marketing. So thank you so much for agreeing to be on. Really appreciate it.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Yep. And with this podcast, we want to speak about our economy and the many things that affect it, right? And aviation plays a little larger role than many people know. And Chenault, I mean, it really isn't an airport in the terms of the way we think about it, but it gets a lot of economic development talk. But the regional airport that you're the director of is so important. You know, it's definitely a big part of our economy and is more the traditional airport we think of. And you're responsible for travel, jobs, land, and things that can attract development. So we really appreciate you being on to learn more about it. So so you've been director since 2008, but how did you come into your position and what can you tell us about your work?
Sure. So my path into my career is somewhat atypical for the aviation industry, although it's not something that I just fell into. I've been interested in aviation since I was very young. So, but a lot of people want to be pilots and things like that. That was never really my thing. I was always interested in airports, really fascinated by airports, sort of these small cities. I can remember going to New Orleans as a kid to the airport there to pick up my aunt at the time, and that was really one of the first times I'd ever been to a larger airport, and just even then with New Orleans, and obviously that terminal's since been shut down, mm-hmm. but to me it was very modern again a small city, so it was something that I was attracted to, and the more I learned about it, the more interested I got in the aviation industry, specializing more so on the airport side.
Mm-hmm. And like, what makes Lake Charles Airport attractive for personal and business travel?
I mean, for Lake Charles, I mean, the bottom line is we're selling convenience, right? Mm-hmm. We're a smaller market. We understand that. But we have two of the largest airlines in the world operating in this market. But what we're selling is convenience. You're one stop. I mean, depending on where you live in the lake area, you're probably within 10 minutes of the airport, maybe a little bit more, but you're going to pull up, grab your bags, and you're literally from the parking lot to the gate in as little as 15 minutes if you're not checking a bag. So that's really what we're selling is convenience.
It is weird. Like, I love flying out of LCH, but I'm used to getting to those big airports where you have to be there 2 hours early, and I would get there 2 hours early and the gate's still not, security's still not open because it is so convenient. You can just normally go in and get through security. Like, you don't have to get there 4 hours early to go through, dogs or what.
Yeah. It really is, like I said, especially if you're not checking a bag. It is mm-hmm. It is super easy. You check in the night before, and you can cut it pretty close. If you're checking a bag, obviously you there's some requirements that the airlines have, and we have seen that increase. So American Airlines, for example, you have to be there 45 minutes before departure, or else you won't be able to check your bag. So there's still those requirements that the airlines have because they are national. Yeah. Airline, we're required to get, I mean, they set their policies and everything, so we're still bound by that. These are national companies. These are not, part of the airport. They just simply operate at the airport.
Yeah, but I mean, getting 45 minutes, no one's going to complain about that,
right?
Compared to JFK or something like that,
sure.
That you're dealing with. And so you've always had an interest in aviation, especially the airport side, but once you're actually in the job, it can be different. What has surprised you about being executive director?
So, and I kind of alluded to this earlier when I said my path through this career has been sort of atypical. Typically, when you see folks if you want to be a commercial airport director, there's just not a lot of opportunity. There's only 7 commercial airports in the mm-hmm. entire state of Louisiana. So if you want upward mobility, most people start in operations and things like that, but they want to, like any career path, you want to continue rising through the ranks. In airports, typically you have to be willing, you have to be mobile and move to another state, another city in order to take those jobs when they come available. I was fortunate. I graduated high school. My plan was to actually leave and go to an aviation school. Of course, also like a lot of people, met a girl, ended up marrying her. So ended up, that sort of changed things, stayed in Lake Charles. The plan was still to go a couple of years to McNeese and then go to aviation school to get my aviation degree. But once I got into it, I was in a lot of times it's relationships, people you meet. I got an internship at Lake Charles Regional. And as I went through that manager trainee program with them, realized that I could get a business degree at McNeese, get the aviation experience, and it would work just as well as having an aviation degree.
Internship to executive director.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's the atypical part where my entire career path has been at the single airport.
Man, and like, so you were there. I've always heard stories like Rita was, it did a number on the airport, but it came out, they repaired it and did it really nice. So, like, yeah. What are some of the big changes you've seen since you started? Obviously, Rita's one of them, but I didn't know you started as an intern. So,
yeah, so I was actually there. I was not the director, obviously, during Hurricane Rita, but I was there. So, I've seen that the airport really transitioned from lots of older infrastructure to what we have today. Rita sort of started that. The big difference, I think, in Hurricane Rita and Hurricane Laura is that during Hurricane Rita, they lost the use of the passenger terminal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's a huge part of what we do at Regional. So that was a major challenge, but we were able to keep our commercial service through temporary facilities, ended up with a nice, beautiful facility that functions really well. Even to this day, it's almost about 15 years old now. Mm-hmm. But it's still a really nice facility, still functions well. So Hurricane Laura, on the other hand, this terminal building that was constructed after Hurricane Rita did very well during Hurricane Laura, but we lost a lot of other parts of the airport. So, but all in all, I think those things have really ended up, we've ended up much better on the backside of those things in terms of facilities and infrastructure.
And I'm so glad you brought up Laura, because I always say, our economy got hit with a double punch. COVID, you know, we are big on gaming, travel, refined products. There was a drop in demand. And then we had, the storms, the flood and the freeze. And LCH was really affected by both of those. And so how did you deal with the huge losses of revenue and travel from COVID? What about the recovery funding you're dealing with, probably still dealing with? How has those impacted, LCH, and how are you dealing with those?
Sure. So starting with COVID, lots of industries obviously were negatively impacted by COVID. I don't know that any were worse than aviation or commercial aviation, where literally almost overnight your entire business dries up. I think on our worst day during the height of COVID, we had 5 people depart the airport. That was pretty alarming when, especially you're sitting there and you've banked your entire career on this, and it's like, wow, this could really change things. Fortunately in Lake Charles, and I think it says a lot about our economy, we came back pretty quickly. Obviously all travel was paused there for a little while, but once we were able to get things going again, Lake Charles came back pretty quick, and we were making a climb. Even as quick as July, ahead of Hurricane Laura, we were really starting to see our numbers sort of come back and everything post COVID. Then of course Hurricane Laura hit, and that was sort of the rubbing salt in the wound, if you mm-hmm. will, where we were already slow recovery, but maybe a recovery is coming, and then just pulled the rug out from under us. Lost 70% of our hangar infrastructure, so. Just lots and lots of damage. I guess the silver lining is that, number one, we didn't lose our terminal building, so we were able to get our commercial service back going pretty quick. But if you recall, even during that time, sort of as a third challenge, American Airlines, because of COVID, pressed the pause button on 15 markets, and Lake Charles was one of those. So that
you know
was
what I had forgotten about that, but now it's ringing a bell. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when American Airlines came back, it was all in the news. Okay, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so you have those three challenges, and then you had Hurricane Delta. Obviously, Hurricane Delta was a challenge for a lot of people out at the airport. It was kind of like, we were already so far down. It was like, how far? Delta was just kind of like, not really much else to mess up at this point. Then freezes everything else. But I say all that to say, much like after Hurricane Rita, where life served us lemons, we made lemonade, got a new terminal out of it. We sort of positioned ourselves after Hurricane Rita to make sure that we were able to keep the airport operating financially. So we set ourselves up financially. on the backside of COVID, you know, fortunately, we live in a country where our government didn't let these major industries go out of business, and we were the fortunate beneficiary of government relief funding, and Regional ended up with a really nice amount of that funding that we've really done really good things with. And then on the backside of Hurricane Laura as well, you know, it's very much a challenge. I would not recommend, you know, going about developing your airport through hurricanes. But nonetheless, government does provide funding. And now it's hard to look at Lake Charles Regional where we're at today and where we'll be at in 6 months when we complete all of our repairs. And not say that this airport's in a lot better shape than it was in 2019 and 2020.
Okay. And so, and I'm glad you said that, because what are some of the recent developments that have happened or that you're planning for LCH? Anything more going forward?
We have some exciting stuff. For the last several years, we've been, you know, punching above our weight class when it comes to getting grant funding. We've gone out and overturned every rock we could to try to find grant funding. And we've done really well with that. So we've got some really exciting stuff. If you haven't been out there, we've got now canopies out front. We've got all new passenger boarding bridges. Some of the things we're planning right now, if it would ever stop raining, we have a parking expansion going on. So we're going to end up
keep that free parking.
Yes, yeah. Everybody likes the free parking. So we're trying to expand it as quick as we can. We know that's been a challenge this summer because we've run out of parking, and people are having to park anywhere and everywhere. But we do have a lot of expansion going on. We're improving all of our roadway surface movement into the airport. So we're going to have a brand new entrance soon enough. And all of our roadways right now, it's not what I would call very intuitive coming into and out of the airport. Not that you're going to get lost. It's not a big airport. But we're going to connect different sides of the airport through our main airport boulevard. So it's going to be a really nice product. We just opened up our brand new fixed-base operator. So we talked about the commercial passenger terminal, but that would be the private terminal where private aircraft come in. So we've got brand new facilities there, lots of new hangar space. So as I mentioned, we lost 70% of our hangar space. In about 6 months, we'll have actually a net positive in terms of square footage built back. So we will actually have more than what we had prior to Hurricane Laura. So,
did I read the news right? Is there a flight to Charlotte coming?
So that's our number one. There is not anything announced at this time. That's our number one target, is to get Charlotte, but we're not there yet. So,
but you're working on
it. We are working on it. Absolutely
great.
Working on it.
And this is an economics podcast. Can you talk a little bit how airports are important to a local economy, and how do you talk about a regional airport compared to an international or a larger airport?
Sure. So on the first one, I mean, it's been said that commercial aviation is the original World Wide Web. So we know what the World Wide Web has done for us in terms of our lives. And aviation is really no different. It's all about connection and connectivity. So it's connecting, and it's in our mission statement. And it's about connecting people to what's important in their lives. So whether that's family, whether that's vacation for leisure or business to go do their job, you know, airports allow that connection to take place. I think some of that has changed a little bit with COVID, though we're seeing it sort of go back. You know, you can only do so much virtually, and certainly with our economy. I mean, with you know, we're still obviously heavy oil and gas, petrochemicals. You have to be in those places to do that, especially if you're on your exploration side and for oil and gas.
Exactly. A lot of things can't be done through a Zoom call.
Right.
You know, you actually have to get out there. And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but and really that's what it's about with commercial aviation. Even the larger airports, it's about connecting people. International airports, obviously, to be international, you have to have a large population base, lots of headquarters where you've got traveling sales teams and things like that. Our market is different. All markets are different. We've got a saying in this industry, you've seen one airport, you've seen one airport, because it's just hard to compare the two and just say, well, they have this, so we should have that. And it's really not that simple.
Well, I don't think LCH needs like a Wolfgang Puck place, you know what I mean?
We would like one.
It would be nice. I just don't know if it needs it. But yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like, you see a lot of the same stuff in all the airports, you know.
Yeah. We often get compared to other airports, like Lafayette, for example. Mm-hmm. But Lafayette's it's a larger market, number one. Mm-hmm. But it's also a little bit more insulated from Houston than we are. So geographic location, the type of economy, population, all of those things go into, you know, what type of air service, you know, and how large that airport is going to be.
Wow. And Oftentimes, like not having an international airport, some people view it as an impediment to economic development. Like, how can we get around that and like really utilize LCH? And you know, how, I guess I don't want to just say convenient or answer your question for you, but you know, how would we sell LCH as helping or economic development, you know, and things like that?
Yeah, so I mean, we don't have an international airport, and due to our population, you know, I don't see Lake Charles having an international airport, you know, and certainly in not the, you know, the foreseeable future. But what we do have is two of the three largest airlines in the world. In the world, I'm not talking about in the United States, in the world, operating in Lake Charles, and they can take you to two world-class hubs, and you can fly international with one stop.
Yeah.
You know, and if, you know, obviously we prefer you not, but if you do feel like you need to go to a large airport, one's 2.5 hours away. So that's certainly a benefit. It's also a challenge as it relates to air service at regional, but nonetheless, we do have connectivity here, and I think that's the key.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the time you drive to Houston and pay for the parking, or drive to New Orleans, you know, if you have to do that and pay for the parking and the gas, and then you have to drive back once you get back, I mean, I would rather fly out of LCH any day, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things. It's where you want to live and that type of thing. So most cities that have international airports also have international traffic and lots of things that aren't so great that we certainly enjoy here.
And even when people are coming visit from out of state for business, I'm like, just fly into LCH. You know, you'll be able to have your meetings. You'll be able to drive straight to the office wherever you need to have a meeting. You know, you don't have to drive all the way over, you know, and deal with all that. All those problems.
We certainly want more air service. We want more frequency. We want larger aircraft and additional hubs. But we can't gloss over the fact that we do have some service with some really good airlines to two at least good hubs.
Exactly. Now, finally, I would say we just went through the economy, but I always ask, any opinions on where you think the economy of Southwest Louisiana is headed? I know you're not an economist, but let's use that McNeese business degree together.
Sure.
And so, where would you like to see the airport headed in the next few years? That's important too. Like,
absolutely. So first on the economy, and I'm not an economist. Obviously, we try to keep our thumb on the pulse of what's going on in Lake Charles, but I will say this. I think airports are as good an indicator as anything of what's going on in the economy. If the airport's slow, generally, that's going to mean that the economy is slower, if people aren't going places, things like that. But what we've seen is record months this year. So we had our second best June. June was our second best month on record, our best June ever.
In terms of passengers?
In terms of passengers going out. So when you look at that, and that's not the only month that we've had where we've seen record passengers. We see full parking lots, people parking on the grass. So that leads me to believe, well, people are flying, so our economy must be doing okay, and maybe even good. You know, I can't really point to any one particular project that, you know, is this is really driving the passengers or driving the economy right now. But people are definitely moving around right now, so I think that generally bodes well for our economy.
And where would you like to see the airport headed? Like, what direction?
Obviously, we want to keep growing. We have room for growth. Our airport sits on about 1,900 acres. Believe it or not, that's actually larger than New Orleans Armstrong International. It's larger than Chicago Midway, larger than Reagan National, for example. So we've got lots of room for growth. Our terminal building is positioned for growth. We have loading bridges today, so we're ready to accept more air service. We're certainly out there recruiting more air service. It's a tough environment right now due to staffing, due to various issues, industry-wide issues in terms of air service expansion. But nonetheless, we're out there. We're trying to tell our story. We certainly believe we can support it here in Lake Charles, meaning additional air service. We want to continue building out our facilities. And utilize the property. We have a 156-acre Louisiana Economic Development certified site, so we want to try to push that. We're putting infrastructure in today. I mentioned that we're putting in a new entrance road, but we're putting infrastructure, sort of underground utilities and sewer and water, in hopes that ultimately that'll attract economic development. That could be aeronautical or non-aeronautical.
Yeah, certified so we have room site, to grow. You can put, like, it doesn't just have to be airport related there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on. I don't know if this will be out by then, but Heath will be presenting with me and other presenters at the State of Southwest Louisiana on August 1st as well. So we're going to have a whole economic overview, including LCH, which is so important to our economy. And thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate the opportunity.
This show is presented by the H.C. Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University in partnership with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. You can find more information about our regional economy at www.mcneesedrewecon.org.